advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Hey, update?
Nope. Don't do that.
No? We're back. It seems like we were just here yesterday. No, it doesn't. I'm lying.
No, it doesn't. It probably does for Brent.
Seems like a week. Yeah, he probably was here yesterday.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah. Had a busy week. My boy, it's funny. He wants a dirt bike, you know, the one he has is at his grandpa's, and we don't really have anywhere to ride it at the house. So we got him one of those, it's like
balance
a little
bike.
No, he has a balance bike and he jams around on it, but it's like a pedal bike, but it's like tiny, but it looks like a Yamaha motorcycle.
Is it blue and white?
It's blue. Yeah, yeah. It's blue and white.
Maddox had that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So his cousin had one, but I went to the swap meet yesterday and I walked right in. And there was one sitting there and he's like $10. I was like, oh, sweet.
For a real motorcycle?
No. It's just a bicycle.
Oh, okay.
So, but he's been wanting like, he doesn't care what it is, if it has a motor or not. If it looks like a motorcycle,
right.
Fucking on it. And so he doesn't know how to pedal though. Mm-hmm. So he's been for the last 2 days been messing around. But today I was working on the house and he was out doing circles, like push pedaling himself with his feet. Around the patio, like, and he was just, he's
no
just kept doing.
Wheels.
No, there's training wheels on there.
Okay.
There's training wheels. But I was working, you know, and I wasn't really even, I was paying attention to where he was, but I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing.
Right.
And pretty soon I see him, he's pedaling, like, and he's like, so he's sat there for probably 2 hours and figured it out.
Damn.
Just going around in a circle and started figuring out how to pedal.
That's
so
early, dude, because I didn't ride a bike till five or six, probably.
Well, with no training wheels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. He's...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's already figured out a pedal. I don't remember. The training wheels, I went from, like, bike training wheels to, like...
I'll take those off. Once he's good at pedaling, I'm just going to take them off because he's already good on the balance bike.
Right.
So, and then, so that'll probably be, like, a month. I'll let him ride around, figure out how to pedal and get faster.
Yeah.
And then I'll take those off.
We still don't have a place to ride. Maddox just got a bike, too, but it's, like, I got to take him to, like, a big-ass parking lot or something. People are stupid in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I can drive all crazy around the corners.
Yeah,
you got all those crazy big ass parking lots right near your house, though.
Yeah, but even then, you have to like watch. Like everyone wants to go diagonal through the parking
freeways,
lots for some reason.
The freeways right there.
Yeah,
you do that.
You go really fast on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You find anything other swag at the swap meet?
What did you go to swap meet?
No, huh?
Oh, you went like this morning,
Saturday.
Oh, there's a Saturday swap meet.
Mm-hmm. It's Saturday and Sunday, and like Tuesday or something.
How's the Saturday one?
It was pretty good.
There's a lot of been,
I didn't know. I drove by because I was going to do something and I was like, and I had my son with me and I was like, all right, if the swap meet's popping off, we'll go over there. Cause I was like, I don't want to go if it's like nobody there.
Right.
No, it's fucking full. Like, and you see all the tents.
Did he walk or just carry him?
No, he walked. He walked the whole thing pretty much.
Nice. Yeah.
But I just went in the back because I'm looking for, I'm kind of getting into old school woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I want like hand saws, hand planers, hand chisels. They didn't really have anything though.
Yeah, it's hit or miss though. I've gone there before and just seen whole fucking tables full of shit.
Just old shit. Mm-hmm. So like antique stores and stuff have them, but they're all inflated prices.
Right.
But,
the back row is the place to go though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's right. No, I walk straight to the back.
It's all like China robots and like Tio Nacho cologne. Yeah.
So he,
and shampoo and Tio Nacho.
He did pretty good. So he's sick, but he walked the whole thing.
Last time I went there, I actually swapped.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was your, it was like the bag for the Dickies jacket or something?
Dickies jacket and I swapped it for a brand new duffel bag, like an army.
It's impressive. It's called the swap meet.
Yeah.
1% of people at the swap meet
trade.
Swap.
Yeah. You can trade.
Everybody else swaps cash for shit.
Cash, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was all right though.
I just hate the Mexican mannequin butts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll drive you mad.
But the new swap meet is the Let Go app.
No, not Let Go.
I haven't used Let Go.
Facebook Marketplace.
That's what I used.
Man,
too.
I put some shit on Facebook Marketplace. Nothing. Really? Nothing at all. And I put the shit up like a week later on Let Go and immediately had traction. Today sold one thing on Let Go that had been up for a couple of days on there. It had been up on Craigslist, fuck Craigslist, and Facebook for like 2 weeks. And then this morning when Vaughn went down for his nap at 9, I posted an old printer that I have. And I was at Starbucks selling that shit by 1 o'clock.
Wow. Someone bought an old printer.
Yeah.
Let Go. What kind of printer?
It was an old Canon Pixma, like printer scanner, all-in-one Wi-Fi.
Huh.
It's not that old.
It's not that old.
I've tried to buy some shit. I've tried to buy some shit from people, and motherfuckers on Let Go and OfferUp never fucking answer me back.
Really?
Like 3 weeks later.
Hmm.
Yeah, I still got it. I'm like, motherfucker, it's 3 weeks. Like, right. I probably already got it or don't want it anymore. Right.
I just like the Facebook Marketplace because you can kind of get a feel for the person.
Yeah,
like, oh, I have friends in common.
I don't even care about that. Like, Craigslist was good for a long time. Now there's nothing on Craigslist.
My problem with Craigslist
is
I listed shit on Craigslist, Bakersfield, and I got 3 results from Craigslist. 2 of them were in L.A. and 1 of them was in fucking Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Do you want to drive halfway? It's like, no. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, let me drive and eat up all the gas and waste a half a day to sell you some fucking shit.
The thing, so like Facebook Marketplace for one, there's a guy that had an SUV for sale and I was like, okay, let me see. And you like click on it. And it's like other items this guy has for sale. And he was literally selling like shampoo and shit on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, the kind of guy that's selling shampoo on fucking Facebook is some kind of weird ass hustler. Like ain't nobody trying to sell 2 bottles of shampoo for $15 that goes for 20 at Walmart. You know what I mean? I just can't be trusted.
Right.
What did they do to that? That's some weird ass fucking hustle that they're selling a car and shampoo. I don't trust it.
I don't
it.
Want the shampoo.
They fucking with the shampoo. I would never fuck with like some $5
people sell
profit
fucking laundry, detergent, fucking deodorant. I mean,
that is not a fucking upright, outstanding citizen that is selling detergent.
It's
on
shit
Facebook
you don't need. What does it matter?
It's not worth it.
You buy
time.
Food online, motherfucker.
I do. Brand new. From the source.
That you think is brand new. You don't know. You didn't see it. You didn't see it in the package at the store.
It's not the same.
You didn't see where it was stored at.
Did you pick a Tekka winner?
True. Huh?
You didn't pick a Tekka winner?
No, you were. I said I'd get it started while you picked one.
Then fine.
Oh, I thought we were rolling a dice or something.
How are you going to do that? There's no number.
I thought there's comments. Comment 4.
Did you pick one?
Comment 4. Let's see.
It's comment 4.
All right. 2, 3, 4. Probably going to be fucking like, they live in like Tasmania or some shit. Haley Fritz. She puts it on fish
steaks.
She's
on the Fritz.
She puts it on fish steaks. No one says fish steaks.
Fish sticks?
Steaks.
Oh, steaks.
Yeah, fish steaks.
No, yeah,
fish
steaks. Yeah.
Nah, she
steaks
lives on an island. It's going to be $97 to ship her. For sure. Who has fish steaks?
Just tell her the stamp machine's on the Fritz.
Yeah.
And then we can ship her the hot box.
All right, so there you go. I think it's Haley. It could be Hallie, H-A-L-L-E-Y. Haley, I think.
We'll stick with Haley.
Yeah.
We have a whiskey to
Hallie.
Yeah.
Sample.
Which one did you... You did this one?
Why do you ask you don't know, Dave?
It's a good segue. Oh, by the way, out of curiosity, the whiskey that I opened, are we going to talk about and sample it? He actually opened it. Yeah, Tammy Vaughn.
Speaking of shipping, somebody shipped us some whiskey.
Tammy Vaughn illegally gave us some more Rocktown. It's a different Rocktown. We now have 3 different Rocktowns.
People, what the fuck?
It's Arkansas whiskey. There's a bunch of people in Arkansas.
And it's rye whiskey.
Yeah.
This is definitely not good.
Rocktown, Arkansas rye.
It's a short stout bottle. Oh shit. Almost fucked up.
Smells good.
Super good. Yeah. I don't remember how
bad.
It tastes different. And and that's Brad not liking rye.
It's hot.
It is hot. It's hot all the way across the tongue.
Yeah, it's good. It's warm.
Yeah.
I was cold before and now I'm not.
It's not the flavor is good. I don't like rye whiskey, but
it's
the
like
flavor
a
of that
cinnamon
good.
Apple thing going on.
I didn't
on.
Get that.
I didn't get that either.
I got a caramely,
just warm and smooth.
I got a caramely woody taste, but
I get a caramely
really
woody
hot.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Brad tans his dick. Mm-hmm. He has a little baby tanning bed. So it's like the size of a hot dog bun with lights in it.
Mm-hmm.
He got it on Wish. It was supposed to be a real tanning bed. His fiance wanted a real tanning bed.
It was $6.
He's like, why is it $6? Something's up. And then when it showed up, it was the size of a hot dog bun. More of a deli roll, really, but.
Thank you, Tammy Vaughn.
Yeah, gets the job That's done.
Good. You can tan other things.
You have
too.
A tan line on it.
Yeah.
It's right
well, you tan your ass crack. Like just
you
the crack is
laid open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work for that because it's in the hard to reach places that don't normally get got.
Yeah. Put it in your tan your taint.
And that must be decent rye because you didn't hate it.
No, it was not bad. The flavor's not bad.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah, but it's Rocktown small batch handcrafted Arkansas whiskey.
Yep.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good. It was no peanut butter taint like some of the others. Thank you, Tammy Vaughn.
Taint butter.
Taint bad at
all. So we have a question, and it's the Sculpt Member of the Month and the question for Brett Gonzalez. So Brett Gonzalez is the Sculpt Member of the Month for the month of January 2019. What do you win? I don't know. What is that?
That was my perfectly timed delayed bell.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that bell looked bigger, but it's not. It's on a pedestal.
It's genetics.
Yeah. So she it's a simple it's she has a question, so it's just shadows a shout out and question. It's a very simple question. Mm-hmm. How do you like your trannies?
Automatic.
Yeah, 5-speed.
So manual or automatic? That's exactly what it says. Oh, I forgot to read that part. Manual or automatic?
We should have went with it, not fucked up his joke. He's becoming predictable, though, because you always know it's a trap. It's a trap every time.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. He's going to go serious next round.
I like my trannies post-op.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See? Oh, wow. Mm. All finished up.
Yeah.
The complete transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully done. And there is a tranny doctor here in town.
I think that's what that's what's on his card.
Is it?
Yeah. Tranny doctor. Yeah.
I think it's, I think
that's
it is.
His official.
You could do the 50-50 where it's like sack and slit.
Mm, no.
Is that a thing?
Mm-mm.
You get both best of both worlds. You cup the balls.
I don't think that's the best of both
worlds.
Do
the shocker at the same time.
If you're into that sort of thing.
I'm just saying it probably exists. I wasn't saying I was into it.
Oh, I'm
it.
Sure it exists.
That's what you're into. Yeah. The sack and the slit.
Yeah.
Sack and slit.
Sounds like a sandwich shop.
I don't know. The sack and slit kind of sounds like a secret,
oh, it's like a sleeping a bag.
Society.
No, it's like
in
a sleeping bag
college.
Company. Dude, the sack and slit.
We have recruited you bag. For the sack and slit.
Yes, that does sound evil or something.
Sounds like a horrible game.
Yeah. We have the skull of a cat named Geronimo in our basement.
The cat.
It's not the real Geronimo.
It was a big cat.
It was Geronimo's cat.
It was a big cat.
Yeah. Geronimo's cousin.
Not a red dot cat. Yeah. Regular engine cat.
All the other Skull and Bones wannabes are just second rate. They have like Geronimo's relatives.
Well, that'd be, I mean, I mean, getting Skull from, Geronimo's daughter. I don't know.
Getting Skull.
Yeah.
That was the daughter's name.
Yeah.
Getting Skull.
Getting Skull. Yeah.
Geronimo's that daughter. That was your, I'm laughing at this, but I'm trying not to because I don't know how racist it was laugh.
That's not racist.
I don't know that was racist.
That came out of the mouth of a Mud Clan member.
That's true.
It did.
Yeah.
So it can't be.
That's right.
We got tokens. Shit's like Chuck E. Cheese. We got tokens. We can play.
Yeah.
Tickets. You know? Yep. Tickets and tokens.
Play we will.
Yeah.
Tickets and tokens. We got a winner. We got a wiener. Is that it? All right. That's it. We're
that's
done.
It.
Winner and a question. All right.
Yeah.
Butt sex. Don't be retarded.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's it.
Dave's got to go.
So our topic is an Aussie topic. So if you are a flat Ausser and you don't believe that Australia exists, then this whole thing is fiction.
Have you seen the Scooby-Doo overlay of Australia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fucking impressive. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Some stoner saw that shit for sure.
Yeah.
Upside down, nonetheless.
Yeah.
What's upside down really, though? Right? How do we determine that? My mom's constantly upside down.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Upside down, right side up, sideways. Yeah. She's all in.
Yeah. So our topic is a woman named Catherine Knight. And hearing the punchline of what she's famous for makes you go, oh, God damn, that's going to be a really interesting situation. But to be honest, I was just as compelled with like 20 years of her crazy ass as I was by the punchline.
Her relationship.
Like, this is a crazy
status.
Bitch.
Yeah. She did in any one relationship, she fucking out Jerry Springer'd a whole season.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what's up with Australia. I don't know if they just have lax laws, if there's just a lot of fucking crazy wild ass people over there, but it's like she kept doing fucked up shit. And like the magistrates would be like, she's cool. That's cool.
Well,
yeah. Like at one point she signed herself out of the mental institution. She was just like, I'm good.
They were all prisoners that were sent there, weren't
they? That's true. Yeah.
They're all ancestors of prisoners that were crazy.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And
you
gotta
forgive. Yeah,
Abos were there already, but they were already crazy.
I'm gonna have to make sure I have my Australian accent ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, mates.
Good day, governor.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Pip pip.
Gonna take a ride on the trolley, are you?
Indeed.
Need new phrases.
Why? It's not those phrases. Those are the ones that are hipping in.
The kids are saying in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say slot and slit in Australian.
Would you like to go up the lift?
Mm-hmm.
Bully.
Have a fag.
What is with the echo? Why is there?
I don't know. That's what he does when he yells.
It's giving me anxiety. Yeah. I don't like it.
I like it.
It's creepy. It's haunting.
Is your chest hurting?
A little bit.
Is your left arm hurting?
I'm just not going to comment. I don't want to worry anyone. We're going to make it through this shit.
So for people who have no idea who Catherine Knight is or what she did, is it better to like set up the punchline to entice them for what's coming, or should we just talk through all the crazy and then get to the punchline? And if someone has no idea, they'll just kind of follow along, crazy bitch, and then go, oh, Jesus
like
Christ.
That. Yeah, okay. I like that too.
Okay, so.
Let's hit him with the frying pan at one point.
So, Catherine Knight.
Like you're petting their hair, right? Yeah. And then fuck a bing bong.
Yeah. Is from a dysfunctional family, to say the fucking least.
Yeah. You know?
Like, I mean, she's not a serial killer, but based on her background,
she just didn't give it a chance. Like she gave up too soon.
Right. I think if she was a male, she would be a serial killer based on her childhood. Her mother, was married.
It really showed shitty fucking parents. Shitty fucking parents.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
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 If they were a company, it's tomorrow's serial killers made today.
Right.
That's their fucking motto for sure. Like, just let's let my daughter get molested and tell her the intimacies of the bedroom stories of me getting raped 10 times a day after getting beat up.
Yeah.
Because that's what you tell your kid.
Yeah.
That's and you keep them in that environment for an extended period of time.
Because that's exactly what
I think
what
that's
mom
just an Australia thing.
Maybe. So they lived in New South Wales in Aberdeen. They had four sons, and Barbara, the mother, started a relationship with someone else named Ken Knight, who was a friend and a coworker of her husband. They ended up getting together. It was a big scandal in the town. and she ended up having multiple children with Ken Knight, including Catherine Knight. And the husband, her father, was an alcoholic who would use violence and intimidation and Brent said, would rape Catherine Knight's mom up to 10 times a day.
That's what gangster. That's like, I mean, rape is bad. Let's start with that.
I don't think it's raped if you're married.
Oh, it's rape.
I just don't know. 10 times. Did he get to completion? That's impressive with a willing partner.
Yeah.
Let alone the aggressive.
That's like
wrestle.
That's rough.
Happen.
Like 10 times a day. Like that's a lot of shrimps on a Barbie.
That's
right
prom
there.
Night. That's like a prom night achievement. And that would be impressive even then.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wow. But anyway,
I have never gone 10 myself. Yeah. Me never finished 10 to the, no 5-6, maybe didn't happen. And no 10, no 10. It was achieved.
Not
for me.
10?
No, I never had 10.
All right.
I have to admit it. That's a lot.
I don't know what sound you were making. What was you making?
That's dust coming out because my semen fucking was exhausted. Nothing else is coming out at 10. What are you eating over there?
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Isn't outrageous. Speaking of nuts.
Does it look delicious? Because it kind of looks like a turd, if we're being honest.
It's very good.
It's like a delicious Fifth Avenue. Candy bar.
It's like, you know what my favorite candy bar is, right?
That?
It's Fifth Avenue. No, Fifth Avenue.
Then why are you eating that?
Because they don't have it. And they didn't have any Fifth Avenues. Fifth Avenue? It's like the peanut butter that's like... It's like
a flaky
peanut butter. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's just that and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Yeah. This one has some nuts on it.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I try so hard. I'm having a heart attack over here. I gotta take aspirin and shit. I'm being careful, cutting back caffeine. This guy thriving over
diabetes,
here off a fucking
diabetes cocktail.
He's got fucking Mountain
and two
Dew
chocolate covered Twinkies, a Mountain Dew and a Nutrageous.
You did not have two chocolate covered Twinkies before you ate that.
No, I knew. I might have the wrapper in my pocket.
The wrapper in my pocket, you glutton. Why is it in your pocket? Why didn't you throw it away?
I had it. Oh, I threw it away when I walked in.
fuck.
So yeah, so impressive. She would get raped multiple times a day, and she would tell her children about it. And that can't be a healthy,
no,
healthy environment.
Yeah, what kind of mentality do you have that you told your kids about that?
I have no
that?
Idea. I have
like,
no
Daddy
idea.
Was mean to me or something, yeah. maybe, but damn, get a friend to confide in or leave.
Yeah, and later in life,
that's what I'm saying. I think she liked it.
Yeah, later in life, when Catherine Knight complained to the mom about stuff that one of her boyfriends or something wanted to do in bed and she didn't want to do it, the mom just said, "You need to put up with it and stop complaining."
That's a butt sex for sure.
Probably.
Right? Or some kind of advanced move that we don't know about.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like a there's white all, trash one, like the coal miner's daughter.
Well, there's all kinds of shit. Well, you do
the cock and the balls in the mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the coal miner's daughter. I think there's a flashlight involved.
Maybe.
Or is there a flashlight involved?
And a cart.
Might be a flashlight and a flashlight.
You have to be in a, shopping,
I might know. I might actually have the answer, but even I have boundaries. Boundaries. Right. Boundaries are my boundaries.
That's when you're getting fucked from behind. You're in a shopping cart. You're both in a shopping cart getting fucked from behind. You have the flashlight. You know, the woman has the flashlight in the front shining the way.
That's the caboose. Yeah.
No, they're in
that's
the
where they were through. Roller skates, push the shopping cart. You fuck them from behind and they hold the flashlight. It's called the caboose.
Too. Works too.
It was a nice modification that you attempted, but. It already exists, sir.
I didn't know.
But he didn't have the roller skates, though.
Well, mine's in a shopping cart.
Way less efficient.
Like a coal mining cart.
It becomes a different move.
That's true. Okay,
fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of the manual caboose. The poor man's caboose.
Now it's a hand cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, you're both in the cart. Not one person's not pushing it.
Oh, that is like the coal cart. A different move.
Yeah.
Oh, you just have to find some downhill incline somewhere.
Yeah. You don't have to be moving.
I like it because it's risky. There's no control. Yeah, you're there's in no the, control in a limited amount of time.
You're in a parking lot.
Yeah, you got
yeah.
It's a quickie for sure.
It's not really a well, I guess it could be a daytime maneuver. It's just like in Vaughn's parking lot.
It could be.
Yeah. You know,
could grandma's be. Coming out with some flowers.
If you did it in Walmart, Jerry, no one would even bat an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh fuck no.
It's a YouTube video for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was sexually assaulted by several members of her family. Which continued until she was 11 and probably stopped at 11 because that was when she was crazy enough to start stabbing a fucker.
Apparently. So, she fucks up grown-ass like miners and construction workers.
So, and even though after she was arrested and so forth, even though the people who did various psychological assessments on her quibbled about the details, pretty much everyone who did psych evals on her said, no, she was definitely raped by members of her family.
Right. I think family members like sort of confirmed some of that too. Yeah.
But the assumption is it wasn't her father. That was one thing that a lot of people
brothers
confirmed.
Brothers or stepbrothers.
So the, and then within her family, the only people who she gave half a shit about were her twin sister and her uncle Oscar Knight. Who
what's her twin
suicide.
Doing now? Did her twin live?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't see anything further about that because she's got the crazy genes.
Yeah.
Were they not fucking with her too?
Right. So one of the persons that she liked was basically mini her, and the other one was her uncle, and her uncle killed himself in 1969.
Champion horseman.
Probably fucked her up even more.
Eddie Murphy played him in the sequel, Ghost Uncle.
That's true. Yeah, he did. Yeah. I thought that was Bill Cosby.
Oh, it might have been. I'm racist as fuck. It could have been.
It was. Yeah. Ghost Dad was Bill Cosby.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What's there's a ghost one that Eddie Murphy's in, the Haunted House thing.
Yeah, it's the Disney Haunted House.
Is that what it is? Haunted House?
Whatever they call their haunted
house. Who's in Casper?
The Haunted Mansion. Yeah.
Who's in Casper?
Christina Ricci.
Oh, man, you're a fucking on it, dude. You're like IMDb over here.
Did you just call him Amish?
Yeah, IMDb stands for Internet
Amish,
Movie
Dave.
Dave Base.
Yeah,
it's fucking got it.
So she goes to school, and she basically everyone that went to school with her remembers her as being a loner and a bully. She would fucking beat people up. She would hover over them because she was bigger than a lot of people were. She didn't really
it's
have
because Australians
friends.
Are really small. Their full grown height is about 4'3".
About. Yeah. Typically.
She went to pick.
She was actually
high.
A giant. Yeah.
She assaulted at least one boy at school with a weapon. And she injured a teacher as well. So it all started early.
That's legit. If you injured your fucking teacher. Brad, you got a story?
Right.
I don't know.
Never surprised.
Teachers are pussies.
Yeah.
He's right.
He had something.
Oh, Dave. Sorry. I forgot you were
right. I'm a professor.
Right. It's different.
Yeah.
So, but in the school, all the students remembered her as being a bully and fucking being a nut job. But all the teachers remembered her, except apparently the guy that got assaulted, remembered her as being a pretty quiet.
I think it was ruled self-defense somehow, though. But she does.
Yeah, the teacher probably tried to come onto her, try to rape her, so she fucking beat his ass.
She leaves school at 15, quits school. She doesn't know how to read or write, and she becomes a cutter at a clothing factory. And a year later, she gets what she refers for the rest of her
life. And just a cutter at her house.
Yeah. As her dream job, which is cutting up dead animals in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, dude.
So that's her dream job. And she starts by cutting up offal, which is just the guts. So her
offal? What's it called?
Offal.
Oatmeal.
So she begins by cutting up offal. So she's just the one who slits the gut, moves the guts.
Were you aware of the term offal before you did this research?
Yes.
How so? Like, where did you come across that? Maybe it's a vegan thing.
It's probably in a book somewhere.
Probably in a book somewhere. I'm sure that word. It's one of them words, man. We had to got that shit in some kind of one of them papers and they're writing the books and stuff.
It is offal. Some people will eat offal.
It's like chitlins?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it's a handy term for Dungeons and Dragons or writing.
Ah, that's how you knew it.
Well, I knew it from people cooking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she quickly promoted to boning.
She's been doing it since she was like five. So
yeah.
It's no surprise she excelled.
And the company gives her a set of quality butcher knives.
Brad shook his head at me.
Which she hangs over her bed.
My Indian joke or my Australian joke. And he says that shit.
I didn't even hear it. Should I be shaking my head?
Yes. Yeah, you should.
Okay.
You said she got upgraded to boning, and he says, well, she's been doing it since she was five.
Oh,
it's no surprise she excelled.
No surprise she excelled. Yeah,
that's pretty rough.
It was. She was five, dude.
But she hangs the butcher knives over her bed and says that she does it so, quote, they would always be handy if I needed them.
Those are like her dream catchers.
And she, exactly.
Fucking boyfriend catchers.
And she kept them hanging over her bed until she went to prison.
Damn. Wow.
Like that from teenage dream.
Well, who's fucking dating her is what I want to know. Like, that's you're a
very
like,
good question.
She's like, you want to come over to my house for Aussie Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
And they're like, sure. And you fucking go in there and they're like, God damn it, this bitch is crazy. And they run out.
Yeah.
It's Kangaflix.
Mm-hmm.
Kangaflix, yeah.
Or
I mean, it wouldn't be weird Ruflix. If you had a knife by Ruflix? Your fucking bed, right? Like that wouldn't be nice.
We got to iron out this name. Is it Ruflix? Kangaflix? What is it?
Qualiflix.
Oh, Bushflix.
That's a totally different market.
Didgeriflix.
I like Didgeriflix.
Didgeriflix.
Yeah,
I like that. When you
it
open
could be
it
something app. Else, we go no. Leaflix out of it.
No, Didgeriflix is perfect because when you open it up, instead of the dun dun,
goes, I think it's got. To
I was gonna move on to Movie Roo or something like.
Yeah, no, I like
Didgeriflix.
Didgeriflix.
Yeah. So one other thing that I read was that coworkers, once all this shit goes down, came out and when they interviewed her, they were like, what was she like? They said, well, she was kind of the weird one to work with because there's a lot of jobs that you don't want. And there's a lot of things in the slaughterhouse. And even if you've been there for years, you don't want to see, but you have to, and you do it. And they said she would be like on break and she would just wander up to the front of the pig line and just spend her break watching pigs get their throats cut and die.
Just for leisure.
Yeah. Just to hang out and watch them die.
You have to think that if they did a study on people that just work in those places, you know what I mean? That's a different kind of person. Like to be desensitized and okay with that type of work.
Right.
You think they would have mechanized most of that out of the inability to get people to fulfill those positions?
Well, now they fill them with illegal immigrants at this point. Like that's the primary. Well,
still,
if you speak a different language doesn't make you a psychopath.
Yeah,
but you're starving to be a psychopath.
If you need a job, you need a fucking job.
Yeah. Like you,
dude, that would be last on my list for absolute fucking sure.
But if they're gonna pay you a couple of dollars more than fucking working in the fields or some other shit that you're gonna get as an illegal, you're probably gonna fucking jump on it because you got a family to feed and you got fucking people to bring.
The thing is, though, if you're living in a like a third world country, you're doing that anyway. You're fucking snapping chickens' necks, you're fucking slicing them open.
Would it bother you, though?
I wouldn't want to do it.
Okay, so you, like, demeaning over disgusting, would you do the Statue of Liberty tax service spinning on the corner after you lost your job as a college professor on the corner of the college parking lot over going and having
a fucking minute.
Yeah.
Even if I wasn't a vegan, what I know about what happens in the fucking slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
No, that's a fucking,
I mean, yeah. What kind of question was that for you? No, it doesn't work.
Fucking rough.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to work in the slaughterhouse.
Apparently she did. Dream job.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a small percentage of people, but there's, I mean, I'm sure there's people that work in there who like working in there. It doesn't bother them.
I get weird, man. I have trouble with like the second bowl of chili verde. I'm like, I'm starving. This is delicious. You don't even
watch horror movies.
And then I start eating on the second bowl. I'm like, oof.
I'll even say this. Like when I was a cook, when I worked in restaurants, I would regularly, like at two different restaurants that I worked at, and they were kind of smaller.
I mean, is Ritzy Burger a restaurant? It's more fast food.
This wasn't Ritzy Burger. It was
Dave's Clocks or whatever.
This was Michael's Clock Restaurant. Oh, yeah. And then there was another one that I can't remember the name of it. I only worked there for a couple of months. But they didn't have, like at Big Boy, it didn't happen because they hired people who were proper
Bob's prep Big cooks. Boy?
Like people would just, what's that?
Bob's Big Boy?
Yes.
You worked there?
Sorry, Elias Brothers Big Boy.
Oh, okay.
Was it really called that?
Yes.
What kind of weird ass places are these? Mike's Clocks? What the fuck is that?
Michigan.
Who named
that? All Big Boys in Michigan are Elias Brothers. Oh. I just said Bob's because that's what they are here.
It's like the Carl's Jr.'s Hardee's thing.
Right.
Which is weird. Why do that?
But like there, they had people whose job was sit there and chop the peppers all day, get everything ready for the line cooks.
Right.
But the places where they didn't have a sous chef doing that, I was typically the only person who would work in the kitchen who would break down chickens. Because everybody would do like one chicken and get so utterly grossed out because they couldn't get over the fact, oh, this is like a body.
Yeah.
Like I'm fucking cut, like I'm popping these tendons and I'm popping shit out of, like people just couldn't fucking do it. And it was always my stance. Even when I ate meat, it was like, well, don't fucking not be able to cut up a chicken and be a fucking pussy about it. And then go
that's
eat
totally
chicken.
Fair.
Like, fuck you. Like either be ready to fucking gut and fucking pop out those fucking.
Well, when the day comes that you have to hunt your own food, I mean, you know what I mean? You'll have to degut a deer or, you know what I mean? Some sort of animal, a fucking your neighbor's cat or your own cat.
I'm going to sneak up on some.
You have to get rid of the offal or you'll get sick.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm like in the middle. Like I will get the rotisserie chicken and then fucking cut that shit all up. But I'm like, whew, let me get the most unidentified fucking like breast part here. Right. It just looks like, you know, I don't want to know that used to be a leg.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So you just like nuggets.
Lunch meat gets weird. Yeah. Keep my meat pressed to the shape.
Yeah.
Circle. I'll take red circle, please.
Dinosaur, please.
It's Abraham Lincoln's hat.
Can I get the little booty thing? Yeah. The little sock. It looks like a Christmas stocking from McDonald's.
They always have those.
Yeah.
So, okay. Her first marriage is to a guy named David Kellett in 1973. And apparently she just fucking lorded over the entire relationship to the point that like there were instances where he would get in fights with people and she would end the fights by getting in the fight and fucking knocking a motherfucker out.
Yeah.
Like
she doesn't look like the type. Like if you look at her picture,
dude, I could see really... that. I worked with a couple crazy bitches that were like, kind of like, I got a horse trailer and I train dogs and like that kind of chick that is very independent and have no problem. Like, you know, fucking Jenna Corbett, that girl get on a fucking backhoe, dig a hole and fucking fix her septic tank and skin some rabbits. You know what I mean? Like it's that kind of girl.
And I have to look at
Jenna Corbett.
I have to look at her. I have to look
at this girl.
I have to look at Catherine Knight knocking people out. And I have to think of a quote that Mondo said one day over coffee when someone showed us a picture on their cell phone of somebody who was stripped down to their underwear standing on top of a traffic light. Mm-hmm. And it was like snowy, like the thing was like covered in ice and snow. And it truly looked looked impossible. Like it was impossible to have done what this man did. And he had no clothes on. And Mondo simply said, never underestimate crazy.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah, that's true.
It's like you, like we're marveling at how this guy got up there because we're not fucking crazy on meth.
You're
like
never underestimate. Try it.
No.
So
no,
yeah,
you
that's
get
true.
Crazy enough. That motherfucker's going to scale that icy pole, take his fucking clothes off.
And there's a picture though. There's one where she's got this look in her eye and I'm just like, I know that crazy. Yeah. I recognize that crazy. Yeah. I've met people like that before.
Yeah. They got married in 1974 and they got married on her motorcycle.
Her motorcycle, by the way.
Her motorcycle, drunk. And when at the wedding, when Catherine Knight's mother showed up and met him for the first time, she told him,
red flag,
according to court transcripts, she told him, quote, or he told the court, about Knight's mother, quote, "The old girl said to me, watch out, you better watch this one or she'll fucking kill you. Stir her up the wrong way or do the wrong thing and you're fucked. Don't ever think of playing up on her," which apparently means cheating on her.
Yeah.
"She'll fucking kill you." And that was her mother talking. She told me she's got something loose. She's got a screw loose somewhere. So that's
something loose and a screw loose somewhere.
You find the girl, marry her. And that's what you're told at the ceremony.
Welcome to the family.
but there's no way he didn't fucking know this before then. Like, she's insane.
Yeah, when they were fist fighting next to each other drunk, though, they were the same kind of crazy at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
They just didn't know how far it went. It's like, I met this bitch in the bar. We got in a bar fight together. She was on my side. And then we had sex.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking her home.
Crazy grizzly sex. My asshole.
And it's that hot, crazy matrix. She's probably crazy as fucking bed. She's probably the best lay in the world. You just might die doing it. Yeah. It's just risky getting
it. Because as a matter of fact, on the wedding night, Knight tried to strangle Kellett.
Asphyxiation, yeah.
And she explained it was because he fell asleep after he only fucked her three times.
Oh, yeah.
When he couldn't get it up the fourth time, she strangled him. Not to get him off.
That's because mom set the expectation at 10.
Yeah.
The bar was high.
Yeah.
So
she's raping her husband's now.
Basically. The marriage.
Is it rape if they're married, though?
Yes.
All right.
Just get that
the marriage is violent. When she was pregnant, she threw all of his clothing and shoes out into the street.
That's normal crazy. That's like fucking East Side crazy. That
happens. And then hit him over the back of the head with a frying pan.
That's starting to cross the line a little bit.
Because he got home late.
That's like Louisiana black lady crazy.
She cut up his clothes or burned his clothes?
Burned all of his clothes and shoes.
And did they have makeup sex afterwards? Because that's called the hot skillet.
Well, he...
I'm just asking.
Well, that's called the what?
The hot skillet. That's when you're with a crazy bitch. She burns her clothes, hits you with a skillet, and then you guys fucking have makeup sex.
It's not a scramble?
Well, he fled to his neighbor's house where he collapsed.
If she doesn't have sex with you, you got to scramble. You got to get the fuck out of there.
He fled to the neighbor's house where he collapsed with a fractured skull.
And the fucking hit him so hard.
The police wanted to charge Knight, but she became so nice and sweet and talked so much shit about him that the police dropped all the charges and didn't even pursue it.
She probably sucked their dicks.
Maybe.
She probably raped the cops.
She's got the serial killer Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about the serial killer Jedi mind trick before, and I see all the indications of this. Every time she gets busted, she just gets a fucking
Jeffrey
slap
Dahmer
on the wrist and fucking.
Why is that young Asian naked boy running from your apartment?
Right.
Oh no, we're just drunk.
She also sucks a golf ball through a mouse's ass or something because the guys go back.
Yeah, they do.
After the fucking frying pans and shit. You
know? So in 1976, after their first child is born, Kellett, the husband, leaves for another woman. Can't take it anymore. Leaves with another woman.
Bold move.
Moves out of town. Yeah. Maybe even out of state. Moves to Queensland.
I think it was another town, yeah.
Yeah. Because he can't cope with her abuse anymore. The next day, Knight... Fucking crazy. Crazy. Fucking crazy. The next day, Catherine Knight is seen all around town pushing their brand new baby in her stroller. Throwing the stroller from side to side violently with a crying baby inside of it. She gets admitted to St. Elmo's Hospital. Great movie, by the way.
It caught on fire, though.
So gets admitted to St. Elmo's Hospital. She's diagnosed with postnatal depression, spends several weeks recovering. She gets released. She puts the two-month-old baby on the fucking train tracks.
Like old-timey fucking twisty mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
Fast piano music.
Puts the baby on the train tracks before a train was due, gets an axe, and goes into town threatening to kill people.
Meanwhile, their baby's on the train tracks.
Yeah, meanwhile, the baby... So, a man simply known as Old Ted, the devil, maybe. That's all I'm saying. Old Ted shows up, and... Because he's foraging near the train tracks.
Looking for fallen spikes, man. He's gonna make himself a good buck knife.
I'm upset because I can't never have that name. You know, like I can't, old Brad. Like it doesn't sound the same.
Double negative. You can't never have it. Then maybe you could have it.
That's true.
You can't never have it.
Why couldn't you be old Brad?
You could have it if you can't never have it. It
doesn't sound right. Old Ted sounds.
It does sound better.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm upset.
You'll come up with something else.
Why don't you be new Brad?
Huh?
Technically, you'd be old Ted if you're new Brad. You're new Brad, I'm old Ted because I can't never have that name.
What about Spooky Brad?
Mm. No, I don't like that.
Spooky Wieners.
Just the name Brad sounds soft. I think that's the problem.
No, it doesn't. Brad is the name of like a fucking metal piece that gets hammered into something. It's a Brad.
Champions.
It's like a shitty nail. It's not even real.
We're having like some self-esteem intervention right now. Nobody likes my name. My name sucks. No, it doesn't, Brad. You're hard as fuck.
Like it.
Your name means nails.
It's just the thing come that on, you Brad. Put through cardstock. Like it's not even like a, it's not tax like a and
Brad.
Nail.
What about cardstock Brad?
Hardstock Brad.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Just Brad.
What about about this? What about Brad? Eat your face.
There you go. That's good, man.
Just got to switch it up a little
bit. Eat your face.
Lead with Brad and follow with the amazing act.
I think this the eat your face because that went overboard. Mm-hmm. Like it's not crazy Ted.
Right.
Or old Ted.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
It could be eat your face Brad. Oh shit, it's eat your face Brad. That works.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that. It's my new rap name.
All right. Now you just got to eat someone's face.
Mm-hmm. I ate a finger. Piece of our hand.
Yeah, that's true. I could have eaten face.
Wait, how are you a cannibal? What'd you eat?
My brother.
Ashes.
Oh, that's right.
And among other people.
Still left out. Yeah.
There's no telling how many bodies Dave ate. Yeah, I'm behind.
Cornucopia.
I mean, I could only have eaten so much because it was a very small amount of ashes.
Can we get a bum tested? Like, for diseases, or you can cook them out, huh? You can cook AIDS out and stuff. Cook out.
Bleach kills AIDS. We established that. He snorted. But I'm pretty sure you could cook it out. I think you could eat them raw if you don't have open sores in your mouth. I don't think it would make it through digestive system. Mm-hmm. It's risky business eating an AIDS infested bum. You should probably cook them to proper temperature.
Yeah.
I think if you treat it like pork, you're fine.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's
get
the rule.
Get a meat thermometer, wear gloves during prep.
Yeah. The hard part is looking this up, but
No cross contamination. Don't use the same knife or cutting board for your salad, example. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Which may or may not be tossed.
I think you have a better chance. He's Googling it.
Yeah.
Who may Sam Elliott be? That's what he's looking up right now.
AIDS cookout.
Cookout.
Yeah.
Have an AIDS cookout.
Are you going to find
that's
the
like
AIDS?
A barbecue in the UK.
Exactly. It's like the it's the
raising money for AIDS.
Cookout. Yeah.
That's what you're going to find.
So old Ted, who's wandering near the railway lines, finds Melissa a few minutes before the train comes, the baby. They take her back to St. Elmo's again.
Good news. It can't survive outside the body for long. So if you just let the meat set out for a little while.
So dry age the meat.
Dry age the meat, HIV, no problem.
Jerky. Right. Yeah. Teriyaki, old Western, HIV. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's back to St. Elmo's Hospital. And she signs herself out the next day. So to be clear, she's abusing her baby
on the
goes
train
to
tracks.
The well just first.
Come on, Australia.
Abuses her baby in the pram, right, in the stroller, gets arrested, goes in for child abuse, psych eval, she needs mental help. 2 weeks later, she's back on the streets. She takes the baby, puts her on the train tracks, grabs an axe, goes into town to threaten to kill people, goes back to the same fucking mental institution, and is allowed to sign herself out the same day.
She got her shit together. She's had low blood sugar.
Snickers. She needed a Snickers.
She needed a Snickers. She's not herself without a Snickers.
How about you? What'd you call me, Dave? Yeah.
Huh?
Snickers, please.
You heard me.
So a few days after that, she slashes the face of a woman.
That's the shit where she should have gone to jail at that point.
and demands that the woman drives her to Queensland so she can find Killit. The woman is basically kidnapped. Right. The car pulls over to get gas, and the woman fucking bails for it. She's being held at knife point and forced to
and
drive
was cut.
Her.
She was assaulted with a knife.
Yes, yeah.
And this isn't that much. It's like days later, right?
Yeah.
After the fucking old school baby train thing.
By the time the police get there, she'd taken a young boy hostage and was threatening him with the fucking knife. She's disarmed when the police attacked her with brooms.
What the fucking fuck kind of police force?
They were after giant spiders on the call before, to be fair. So
or did they fly in on them? Like, what the fuck is that? Like fucking Harry Potter?
Yeah. So, and then
you know
what?
That's because it's an American thing to shoot the fuck out of someone. I've seen a bunch of videos where it was like, why can't we do this instead of shooting someone with a knife?
And it's like Australia is one of them.
Not like Australia walks in and someone has a knife and some girl has a knife going to hurt us. And there's like, hey, like, come on, don't do this. And they talk and she like gives the knife.
That's not happening here.
Maybe.
No.
They beat her down.
Try first before you beat the fuck out of her.
That's bringing a knife to a gunfight. Like, it's fucking horrible.
So she goes to the Morissette Psychiatric Hospital. There's a bad joke in there somewhere. Knight tells the nurses she planned to kill the mechanic at the service station because he repaired her husband's car.
7 degrees that you fucked with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he repaired the car and he was able to leave.
That's the thing.
Because the car got fixed.
What happens when she gets out? And she did a podcast about her making jokes.
She won't. She's dead.
Yeah.
Unless she comes with Ghost Uncle.
Oh, is she dead? I didn't know she was dead.
She's dead.
No,
yeah,
she's
but the twin.
Alive.
I'm pretty sure she died.
I thought she was still alive.
Oh, now I'm scared. I changed my mind about
this. I thought she was still alive.
No.
Because I was reading articles about her current life in prison and the way she is in prison.
Born, there is no death. She's 63 right now.
Else. Yeah, she's alive.
She's very much alive.
I know, but she's a mentor in prison or whatever.
She threatens to kill a gang of motherfuckers. And when the police finally go and tell Killit that this happened, he leaves his girlfriend and moves back to Aberdeen with his mother
because
to help
she
support
said she was
going to
kill him and his mom or something. So I think it was probably more of a protective move
maybe
than anything, but God, get the fuck out of town, dude. Go grab
But here's
mom.
The thing. She only gets released from the mental institution because her mother-in-law agrees to let her stay there. So now she's staying with
the person she threatened to kill.
The person she threatened to kill and the husband who she threatened to kill.
But they just keep Snickers on hand. Everything's fucking cool. You just can't get her blood sugar get low.
So a little bit later,
I guess it is hard to escape though. I was trying to put myself in that situation. Like if my wife went crazy and I thought she's going to fucking kill me, like
you got to kill her first.
No, I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't just, like, take off to another town. Like, you can't financially do that. And some of this, there was kids in the equation and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do? Stay in a hotel? Sleep in your Volkswagen bus?
Well,
like,
apparently he left the fucking kid.
Right.
With her. He didn't care about the
true.
Kid.
Right.
It was a baby, too, though. He hadn't bonded yet. He's like, fuck that shit. I don't really know its name.
I'll go start to the end, I think. I'll go fucking stay with old Ted on the train tracks.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. They end up getting a divorce. I'm not sure at what point, but sometime within the next 10 years, she marries a minor.
Probably by her choice is why. When she finds a new dude to fuck, you're cool. I give you permission to leave and you're the fuck out of there.
So she marries a guy named David Saunders. She moves in with him, even though
that name sounds really familiar.
He moves in with her, but he keeps his old apartment in another town.
It's because Relapse Trigger, when we recorded them, the drummer's name is Danny Saunders. Mm-hmm. And I think they have, like, there might be a David. Remember when we recorded the band about Bradley's? His name's Saunders,
Saunders.
Danny Saunders, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
So they had a crazy-ass relationship. In 1987, she cut the throat of his two-month-old dingo pup in front of him.
Fucking horrifying.
Just to show what I'm capable of.
Yeah, just because she said she was, I watched the documentary, and she was in the interrogation after they asked the ex-boyfriends, they went back and questioned her and they said, did you kill the puppy? And she was talking about, she said, yeah, I was just grouchy. I was in a bad mood that day.
Right.
But basically she said, this is what I'll do if you ever cheat on me. But then she did it.
And then the coup de grace is, no, this is what I'll do to you if you ever cheat on me. And then she cuts the baby's or the dingo baby's throat.
Oh, what I'll do to you. And then she cut the dog's throat.
And then she knocked him out with a frying pan.
Fucking scary. Yeah. She's like, jujitsu that bitch. I don't care how fucking tough you are. You get hit in the head with a frying pan. It's fucking lights out.
She gives birth
a skillet
to a daughter in 88.
Cast iron's real.
Yeah. So Saunders puts a deposit on a house and they end up paying, you know, they pay for the house, and then Knight decorates the house with animal skins, skulls, horns, rusty animal traps, leather.
It looks like
machetes,
Jenna Corbett's house.
Rakes and pitchforks.
Jenna, put a picture of your...
It's farm chic. It's
put a picture of your home up.
It's getting popular again. It's like the tiny house of their time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just call it farm chic. It's fine.
But then she gets in she gets in an argument where, like you do, she hits Saunders in the face with an iron.
She likes
before stabbing him in the stomach with a pair of scissors.
Ooh.
She's like a game of Clue. She has all the fucking blunt instruments in the house. Yeah.
He moves back to his apartment that he'd been keeping in the other town.
Smart move, sir.
Smart move. And when he finally goes back home, he finds that all of his clothes have been cut up. He goes into hiding because of the crazy bitch.
He's about to get the shredded skillet.
Yeah. And none of the friends or relatives will ever say where he went. So she can't find him to fucking murder him.
That was bros before hoes right there.
So she was crazy, but she wasn't a detective. Like is what we're saying here.
Yeah.
She couldn't find him.
So he finally comes back to see his daughter because he leaves his daughter with her.
Why?
Oh, right.
What in the fuck is wrong with these men?
Maybe he, I mean, the only thing I can think of is she shows no violence and no, like maybe she's totally legit to the kids.
Yeah. Right. To the one she held hostage.
No, that was a random boy. That wasn't,
but yeah, we have to take that
baby,
off the table.
And the baby she put on the fucking railroad tracks.
Yeah.
So soon forgot that one.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's happening here? You're defending her with the kids.
No,
she's fucking them up.
So she goes back, to see his daughter. And when she gets there, finds out that there is an, apprehension of for violence order against him, where if he shows up to the house, he'll get arrested by the police.
Nice.
Because he's been violent to her, even though it's a fucking lie. So she has another relationship with a guy named Chillingsworth that lasts for 3 years, and that one no one gets stabbed or murdered.
That's just a booty call.
And then she got pregnant.
Yeah, she has another baby, and she leaves him for John Price, which is where the money's at. So she hooks up with John Price, and everybody in town likes him, says he's great.
He knew about her being crazy, too, though, and still got with her.
He did. His two-year-old daughter remained with his ex-wife, and his two older children moved in with him. She fully knows he's a fucking crazy bitch. He moves into her house. No, she moved into his house in 1995. He's making a lot of money in the coal mines. He's making like $100,000 a year in 95, but I don't know if those are Aussie dollars, so I don't know if those are bigger or smaller.
How much?
$100,000.
I think an Australian dollar is $1.50 to every American $1. Now, I don't know what it was then.
I don't know what it was then.
No.
So.
Look it up. Convert.
That's a pound.
No, look it up.
No, the
look
Aussie dollar is pretty Google crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. So. The problem is Price put his house in the names of his children.
$1.39. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh.
So she moves into the house, but he won't marry her because he doesn't get a divorce from his ex-wife, and he won't put the house in her name because the house is in the children's name. So if anything happens to him, the children get it, not her. Yeah. And this is what pisses her off. Because of that move, she videotapes a bunch of items that he stole from work. And the things that he stole from work are medical kits that were in the company trash pile that were out of date.
She films it with a fucking handy cam. Like I watched that in the documentary.
So he took out of date medical kits from
that they were throwing away
that were already in the garbage, takes them home. She films them. Sends the
she goes to the job site and shows them on the fucking camcorder. Oh, at least that's how they depicted it in the documentary.
That's probably what went.
He'd been at that job for 17 fucking years though, but I think that was probably her ploy to like make him not have a financial means to get away and become reliant on her deboning career.
So the boss fires him, and he goes back home and kicks her ass out of the house. Says you're not living here anymore. Right. Fuck off. But again, Jedi mind trick, a few months later, he tracked her down and started the relationship all over again.
It's the sex. Golf ball through a mouse's ass, Dave.
But this time, he
would chrome off a bumper.
Now I'm wondering, we should send Brent to Australia.
Maybe. Yeah.
And meet her. And they probably have conjugal visits.
We can find her. We'll find her a twin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to get in jail
Joy.
For that.
Yeah.
Joy. Her name's Joy. Yeah.
So
they call her Almond Joy because she's only kind of nutty.
That's right.
Nice.
That wasn't very nice. Yeah. He refuses to let her move back in, but gets together with her. And at this point, all of his friends and relatives say, we will never have anything to do with you as long as you're around this crazy.
And then he switches gears and tries to get her out, but then they can't get her back out because he invited her in. She won't fucking leave and go back to her place. So he has to have a court order to even get her the fuck out of there. And right. He becomes increasingly suspicious that she's going to fucking do him in. And he starts telling his friends. And every time they have a fight or some shady shit happens, he calls his work associates or calls his buddies. He gets to work one morning so fucking shaken up because he hasn't slept in 3 nights and his boss is pulling him aside. They're like, hey, like, what's wrong? Like, you're acting crazy. What's wrong? And he's like, I haven't slept. I can't sleep. Like, my girlfriend's going to fucking kill me and I can't get her to leave. So he actually goes through the motions of like legality and like calls the police. He goes to some court magistrate and like gets a restraining thing.
She stabs him in the chest before he finally crosses the line to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what she stabbed him in the chest with, but
knife, nothing. I think,
wasn't. He
saves the scar. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. So
he does what?
You'll see.
You'll get there.
Yeah. She stabbed him. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Oh, and she saved it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then he tries like a motherfucker to kick her out. I think even the day of the deed, he's at court explaining to them like that she keeps being at my foot of my bed at 1 a.m. with her hands behind her back. And I think she's going to fucking stab me.
Right.
To the point that the night of before the deed, he goes to his buddy's house with a couple beers and stands on the porch, like trying not to go home until she's fucking passed out or something or not there, and takes a couple beers over there and drinks. And he said, if my truck is still in that driveway in the morning, she fucking killed me. Call the police.
Yeah.
Literally told his friend that.
Yes.
If my truck's there in the morning and I don't show up to work,
guess
I'm
what?
Fucking dead. Call
truck
the police.
There.
She killed me.
Truck was there. So
his friend's like, yeah, whatever. Truck's there.
She gets home.
He overslept.
And Knight isn't there. The night of the court, the night of all that stuff. He had sent the children away for a sleepover at a friend's house.
I think it said she sent the children
away. Oh, she
away.
Did.
Yeah, okay, when he got home, even worse he was worried about the fucking, kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she had been planning it. Okay. She took that camcorder around all day, I guess, and like filmed her kids or something and gave a sort of like
a last will,
like a last
testament.
Will tape,
she knew
like a cheesy
go,
tape. Yeah. She was planning on killing him and then fucking killing herself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She bought new lingerie and then made a videotape for all her children that same day.
That was thoughtful though.
Yeah. He ends up kicking it at his homeboy's house until 11 o'clock. And then he finally goes home.
It was across the street too. It's just a neighbor dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like garage man cave status.
He goes home. She's not there. He goes to sleep. He wakes up and he wakes up and she's waking him up and they have sex.
Right. She dresses in the lingerie, climbs on top of him. Mm-hmm. They do the deed.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I think he gets up, takes a piss, comes back and goes to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at 6 a.m. the next morning, the neighbors look, the car's still there. Oh, fuck. He never shows up at work. They go and knock on his bedroom window to wake him up, and they see blood on the front door. So they finally call the police. The police arrive at 8 in the morning. They break down the back door. They find, drum roll, please.
Oh, go for it.
They find Price's body.
Sort of.
With Knight comatose from taking too many sleeping pills, sleeping next to the body.
Oh, she tried to take
time off for one sec though. Yes. So I watched the interview with the actual detectives that entered the residence. Okay. Uh-huh. And that motherfucker said he was like sitting there and you could barely understand him though. They're fucking thick accent. Yeah. So they peeked through the fucking mail slot and they said they could see like a curtain or something was obstructing their view for like the entry through the kitchen or the hallway or something. There was a curtain or something draped, right? So they fucking bust the door open and it's kind of dark in there because that curtain's blocking the doorway. Mm-hmm. So as they go to walk into the next room, he takes his left arm and just pushes the curtain to the side. And he gets the fucking chills because it's cold and wet. And he's like, ugh, like what the fuck is on this curtain thing?
Oh, no.
And he looks at his arm. There's blood on his arm. And he thinks, did I fucking like hurt myself busting in the door? He thought he'd injured his arm when he like broke the door in. And he's like looking at the blood. And he looks up and it's fucking dude's pelt. It is the dude's skin hanging over the doorway that he pushed to the side. It's dude's fucking skin.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, oof, like, so, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So she's sleeping next to
You could tell
his...
the dude's still haunted.
Yeah,
man.
Fuck
that
yes.
Haunted as fuck.
Because then you look up and you see this crazy bitch asleep on fucking loony meds
they
next to the skinless, headless body. She's sleeping in bed next to him.
Yep. Dude, there's a picture online. I don't know if it's real. I was trying to get cover art and I did not click the picture, but
ooh. The ribs one, the ribs. Or
it's like ribs, spine, something. It's the whole thing skinned in a pile, no, sort of. Yeah,
so according to the forensic evidence,
the title, the title under it refers to it.
Maybe I saw that one.
Yeah. Oof. I didn't look.
According looks like to a McRib sandwich.
Yeah. According to the forensic evidence, he woke up and was stabbed in bed while asleep, woke up, tried to turn on the light. She chased him through the house. He opened the front door and got outside, and she, he either stumbled back inside or got dragged back inside by her.
She's no joke, dude. They said they could see where he tried to like get up out of bed, put his hand on the light switch and then cough on the wall because there was this giant burst, and they showed images of the blood splatter where he's like, he got stabbed wherever he got stabbed, the neck or whatever. He was aspirating blood and coughing onto the wall. And then the blood trail got lower and lower down the hallway. Like he fell to his knees and was fucking crawling. Then there's a puddle of blood. And then they said they could find the spot where she fucking cuts his head off.
Yeah. So she cuts his head off. She goes to the ATM and gets $1,000 out of his account.
Which they have no idea where that money ever went.
Right.
Like, she never told him.
She stabbed him 37 times.
She's a fan of Clerks. That's a Clerks joke. Some people got that.
Okay. Yeah. She skins him, hangs his skin from meat hooks. And then she takes all of the skin off except for the square of skin where he has the scar from where she stabbed him previously. That's the one bit of skin that she leaves
fucking
on his body.
Crazy.
Yeah. She decapitates him, cooks parts of his body, and serves up the meat with a baked potato, pumpkin, beets, zucchini, cabbage, yellow squash, and gravy.
Give me some soul food out of it.
Leaves two settings on the table.
This is rough. Yeah. This is fucked up.
For the kids?
Yes.
With notes for each plate, and each one is for one of his kids.
Because her plan was to kill herself and the kids would come home from the sleepover and find all that fucking shit. Her dead, curled up next to his weird ass skin bones and the fucking food sitting on the place settings waiting for dinner, and it's their dad.
And apparently there's a partially eaten third serving thrown out the back.
So it's really debatable if she's even a cannibal though. Cause like, yeah, they don't know if she ate that or if it was for the dog or what the fuck was happening.
She's still alive.
But here's the gross part, dude. When some of the detectives came in, they said there was a sweet smell that smelled like someone had just cooked dinner he said, if he has to be honest, it smelled good at first when he walked in,
like someone was cooking dinner.
And then when they found out shit, he was like, I'll give you one fucking guess where that head's at. And they like both looked at the stove and there's a big ass fucking pot, and they lifted up that pot and his head was in there and it was still warm. Mm. Like she had cooked it in the morning. Mm.
Delicious.
Oof. Yeah, dude.
And then she wrote some crazy letter, which apparently was supposed to be her suicide note because she was supposed to die from the sleeping pills.
It didn't make
a
lot of sense though. Yeah.
No. And it doesn't make any sense at all. The fucking, the letter itself doesn't make any sense. It says, time got you back, Jonathan, for raping my daughter. You to Beck for Ross for little John. Now play with little John's dick, John Price.
It's a spinoff of Robin Hood. It had something to do with Robin Hood, little John. I think.
Well, no, I think
no.
Little
no,
John.
No, I'm making
is,
that up. Yeah.
Little John's is dead.
But so basically, I mean, it was accusing.
I named it Little John.
It was accusing him of raping her daughter, which every court, every investigation, the daughter, everybody was like, that didn't fucking happen.
Well, she's crazy.
Yes.
But it happened to her. And if you think it happened,
yeah, maybe
it
just
happened,
some
you know?
Delusional flashback, weird place.
Or she might have wanted to just smear his name.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean?
I think so.
You know.
So she goes on trial. She pleads not guilty. And then a little bit later, she pleads guilty. They have to have shrinks a couple times.
Because the judge was scared that she had plead guilty because he was like, man, this bitch is kind of smart. Like he was worried that she was going to do a guilty plea so she could appeal it and somehow get off because no jury tried her or something. And it was.
That can be,
Yeah.
It might have been a ploy. The judge was so fucked up. He said, I watched it in the interview, he couldn't eat meat for 3 months after that fucking trial.
I'm sure.
He said he could not fucking do it. He couldn't stomach it. Every time he saw meat, it reminded him because he had to see those fucking pictures, dude. I can't imagine what they saw. It said investigators like struggled to fucking get through the investigation because it's so rough.
It said that it was really, really hard to get jurors because they were very honest and they said, you're going to see a ton of pictures like this one. Can you handle it? And a bunch of them were like, nope, I sure can't.
How crazy,
so it was
really
hard to find jurors. I mean, it would be hard to find jurors in a case like that anyway, because everybody knows the story, and to find someone that doesn't know the story and is impartial on a big fucking case like that is already difficult.
Right.
It's like with fucking OJ trial, good luck finding a juror who doesn't really know anything about what happened. You know, you have to find someone who lives under a fucking rock. Yeah. So they had to get old Ted and the train boys to fucking come in and be the jury. But so even when they would find someone who was a potential juror, like one by one, they were like, I can't fucking do this. But then she changes her plea to guilty, so they don't need a jury.
Right. But still doesn't admit to the crime.
Right.
She says, I'm guilty, but I didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's and no, weird. She's never explained that either. No, she never said why that is.
So the judge gives her...
maybe she's just smart. She's like, I did it. I'll go to jail now. But if I say that I didn't do it, I can jump back to that for like some kind of legal appeal.
Maybe. But the judge gives her life imprisonment and puts no parole period on it and says that the papers are to be marked never to be released, which apparently in Australia means something. Like if you get...
Well, maybe they're afraid you forget it, yeah.
If you get life imprisonment, you get life imprisonment. Hmm. And the it's the first time that's ever happened to an Australian woman. And in 2006, she tried to appeal the life sentence because she said that it was too severe for the killing. But the judge basically said, the fuck it is.
Yeah, you didn't just kill him because he gave you a black eye or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking cooked him.
So like I said, the punchline is something. But Jesus Christ, it was fucking 40 years leading up to that. 40 years of stabbing people and fighting people and threatening to kill people and axes and fucking
40 years of crazy, you know. Fuck,
like off the charts crazy.
Yeah.
Like any one of those, maybe it's because the states locks every motherfucking buddy up, but any one of those things, that bitch would have been in jail.
If you kidnap a bitch, cut her face and then take a boy hostage.
Yes.
And tell them I was going to kill the mechanic, but you just didn't get the chance.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to get a car Dunsky. So you could kill that guy and that
Dunsky.
Person. Of some sort, yeah. Some time in jail.
Yeah, no, but instead you went to a mental institution for a couple of months and then you get to go back and live with the mother-in-law of the person who you tried to kill.
You think it would have mattered if a man would have cut a woman's face, kidnapped
Absolutely.
Her? Yeah, he would be in jail,
Absolutely.
Even in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so you can also look at online about stuff, what her life is like right now. They call her the Nana in prison.
That's right.
And apparently she's like super, like she's like, she's a shot caller. She's a right. boss. Like she, if two
probably
women,
the only one on a life term.
Well, she's probably, she's just crazy. She's yeah. crazier than everybody else. Well,
no,
there.
But everybody says she's super nice to him. If there's a dispute, she settles it and no one ever has to get violent because she steps in and fucking
don't
calms
want
everybody down.
Them.
But yeah. the guards sing a completely different story and they say, this bitch is crazy. Like if we want to search her cell, we either have to just do it gently with her standing there and explain everything we're doing so she doesn't wig out, or we have to fucking get six guys in to restrain her and fucking drag her out to search the cell.
I picture her being like super conniving and she read all the rules and regulations and she has them memorized and she knows that they can't do this or they can't do that. Like my cookie's broken on my lunch tray. Get me a new cookie. Like that kind of fucking shit.
Right.
That's fucking bullshit. Yeah.
So yeah, that's Catherine Knight, Australian for crazy. And I'm surprised. Now I think she had too much rage to be a serial killer.
Yeah, she was more of just a murderer.
Yeah,
you know, like it was that pushed her over the edge. Right. She's had enough. Like finally, one of her boyfriends or husbands could have been
enough.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Finally, this one just she had enough.
Yeah.
All right, I got a social media winner for episode 360, the Black Eyed Children, T-Bone 84. S or T-Bone 84s, I guess, on Instagram is going to get a t-shirt for sharing, and they shared quite a bit. So their actual name is Taylor Stauffer, S-T-A-U-F-F-E-R.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Actually, now that I see that, fuck. Well, we said it. I guess we got to give it to that son of a bitch. But I'm blocking him after I give him the shirt for sure. So thank you for sharing on Instagram. It's a feat in itself. We really appreciate people doing that. Also, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They are our primary sponsor. They have a variety of 7 flavors available at all major grocery stores, Walmart and or Target. And you can buy your food on the internet no matter what Brad says. It's just as fresh. It might be fresher because some of those fucking stores don't rotate their stock and that shit's coming straight for distribution. So what do you think, Brad? What if you steal it from Walmart? Is that good? Hmm. That's one way to get it?
I don't care.
It's a test.
It's fine for me.
To get what?
Walmart paid for it already. El Yucateco got their money. I think Brad's okay with it. But I don't suggest it. So you should buy it from a store. Be an upstanding citizen. Or an online store. If you're in an area that you can't get it in a real store. And then you can please us all.
See, there's a fictional character named Jimmy DeGrizz, AKA the stainless steel rat.
I like where this is going.
And
I think it's a friend of Dave's and he wants to keep him fictional.
He has his philosophy. He's a professional thief. And his philosophy is that he's doing the world a service by being a thief. Cause he only steals from companies. He only steals from rich people, from corporations.
Yeah.
And the idea is, if I go and steal something from Walmart, the person who made the product,
this sounds a lot like Dave. Is that
the
your Twitter
person who already made the product got their money. Walmart will get its money back because of a constant insurance policy for things that are stolen. There's a whole group of people getting paid for an insurance policy. Yep. There's insurance adjusters who are investigating it, who now have the money to pay for their children to go to college. And it's all because Jimmy DeGrizz took a bottle of hot sauce from Walmart.
I see what's happening. It's the fifth element Zorg principle. When he breaks the glass and destruction breeds creativity because you had to build all the little things to sweep up all the little robots to clean them up.
So you could buy it and just end the entire chain. The Waltons put money in their pocket and the industry's over. But if you steal, you're creating more jobs.
But if everybody stole and didn't buy, then it would die and you couldn't do it. It wouldn't work.
But they don't. So Jimmy DeGrizz might as well do it.
That guy can, but I don't think we should. I think it's bad. Stealing's not good.
Stealing's good if you have to.
Guess
if you don't have any money, you have to steal.
I brought this up. I brought this upon myself. I really did. Print Dirt Cheap is another sponsor. They make stickers and printed goods. If you have a business or a podcast or a band, or you're just an individual person sitting at home and you just want to make stickers because you want to make stickers and put them on your fridge, you could do that too. And you can save some money using code SOFAKING, and you can go to Print Dirt Cheap to get that stuff. So also thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He makes our t-shirts that are available on our website. He also has his own goods and wares. What do you got? Oh, he's got that Prince one. It's not the
special.
It's hard because the contrast is dark on dark. Yeah.
It's like a tattoo on a black person.
It is. So check out Jimmy D's Tees across social media and on his website. He does have his own products available, but he can also make shirts if you have a business or a need for shirts for some reason. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They make our coffee mugs. Those are available on our website. And I'm trying hard, man. The glass place is just super behind, so I'm not able to roll out whiskey glasses quite yet because you guys would just be mad at me still, because then you would have given me money and I would not give you whiskey glasses. So I'm not allowing you the option to give us money until I actually have whiskey glasses to give back to you. So it's in the works. It's happening. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone in the 200 and 500 club that's posting all of their stuff. I don't think I saw enough glasses out there because I know 62 glasses went out and I saw about like fucking 14 posts. But I think all the decanter people in the 500 club, they have been posting. And there's a couple people being patient because they're international. Yes. So thank you. Jesus Christ. I had to engineer a box to make that shit happen. But
Christ had to engineer a box.
He did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. It was pretty impressive.
Yep.
More impressive than water and wine. Yeah. The box had partitions and bubble wrap and all kinds of shit.
You can call me Jesus because you're boarding me to death.
All right. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does.
Boarding?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Bored. That's all I got.
That's the best way I could put it.
All right.
I was with you.
Anyway, if you're on social media, any platform, we are at Sofa King Podcast on Reddit, r/ Sofa King Podcast. Instagram, we are, our personal Instagrams, I am Raised with Wolves, Sofa King Brent, Sofa King Dave. Check out Sofa King Podcast, Art Unofficial, Hilgenfeld, and Jimmy D's Tees also. Check them out and give them a like.
One more for you. Our Patreon, you have to fucking, so if you want to support us on Patreon, I just found this out. Someone brought it to my attention. I can't remember who messaged me, but you can't go to Patreon and search for us because we're labeled not safe for work. fucking don't come up. I looked and tried to verify. It's retarded, but that's their policy apparently. So there's no way to get to us unless you type in that exact link. So if you want to support from having Google trouble, it's fucking, maybe it might come up that way.
I mean, like, myself, if you just Google Sofa King Podcast,
or you Patreon. Can go to sofakingpodcast.com and just click on our link. There's a support us on Patreon thing on the front page. So also,
yeah, but it does come up, but if you can search Sofa King Podcast Patreon, you can do patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. Right.
But if you're having trouble before you send 100 messages, thank you to the person who brought that to my attention though.
That's good.
Apparently, yeah, we're being filtered.
I wonder why. What the
it's not
fuck?
Safe for work, and that's just their policy.
Bourbon Legends. Yeah. Have changed our name.
It just has our logo.
No, we just do a different logo. Same, yeah, we'll just do a different logo. All the written content will be pure.
Also, we started a newsletter that's going out weekly, and we're going to try to do some stuff with that, but it tells what episodes are coming up, what episodes you might have missed, the ability to share, to support us on Patreon. All that stuff's in there. If you want to get that newsletter, you can go subscribe to our email list, and it's on our website at the bottom of the page. So,
and Bourbon Legends might get us some sort of whiskey sponsor.
Maybe. Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Better squat on that domain.
Fuck.
It's live, bro. Someone's fast fingering that shit right now with two fingers.
Yeah.
Real fast.
God damn it. It's live.
We're just pausing for that.
Last time we said something, somebody bought it though. I don't think there is.
Steve Baker might have got it. Though. Steve Baker commented that he liked it.
Motherfucker.
Is it gone?
No, I didn't look yet. Anyway, yeah, so go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast to support us. If you can't find us on there, like Brent said, just search for it on Google and it'll come up.
Dave said, but it's all right.
Dave said.
No,
if you can't find it on there, like you said.
I see.
Then you can search for it.
Punctuation, I get it.
Yeah. Also, if you're not in the fan group, unofficial SK Ultra, you can search for that. I don't know the full name of it. It's kind of long. Long and unpronounceable, but anyway, if you search for unofficial SK Ultra, it comes up. And also, the end songs, I did a new playlist. I posted a playlist and I have like, not all of them are on there, but all the songs from all of the episodes that we've done because they're not all on Spotify, but I do have a Spotify playlist for the old songs. And then I started a 2019 one. So if you search Sofa King Podcast, our podcast won't be on there because Spotify apparently doesn't want us on there. And then, but the playlist is on there.
Hey, that being said,
2019 has all the new songs.
Someone hit us up on our Instagram and said, can they go request for us to be on Spotify since for whatever reason they don't take us. So if you're listening to this and you would like us to be on Spotify, I guess that girl is going to initiate some kind of crazy Twitter
army
to go to Twitter and say, please put Sofa King Podcast on Spotify. So maybe we could go have the army attack Twitter on the Spotify Twitter account.
Or if you have a special way that you did it, if you have something that's on there, because I've submitted it multiple times and I've heard nothing. So
I heard radio is just a mystery. It gives you instructions to go back to the beginning.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm missing something. Yeah.
I know. We're fucking computer people and can't figure it out. Yeah. So this is a problem. I don't know. I guess we're getting old. That's maybe the telltale sign.
My Foxfire doesn't work.
Yeah. But anyway, if you're on Spotify, if you want the playlist for music, I stopped putting it in the Sofa King Podcast playlist and now it's in the Sofa King Podcast 2019. That's all the new music. So they'll be on there. So the end song is Demons by The Siege. Don't be retarded.
I used to think the sky was made of blue flowers, cuz used to have to stir the Kool-Aid for hours. Blood, these white lines rule the world, that's a power drug. Same way the government blew the towers up. Guess that's what I get for living in America. Well, we just trying to find a story for our character. Trying to fuck a French model on a terrace, but they don't let American werewolves in Paris, bruh. These people telling me I sound like the Oye. See, I don't even change the pace on a slow day. I'm 2 seconds away
from going OJ. Mama said I need to call my ex, disobey. Somebody gon' get that and lose their mind. The police need rap music to boost their crime. Pull you over for a light, violate your rights. But niggas don't ask shit, they just do their time. Who you gon' be when the world gets fried? Listen to your friend, it's the voice inside. If you lose me, where the hell you gon' go? Take somebody's life, who the hell gon' know? Who you gon' be when the world gets fried? Listen to your friend, it's the voice inside. If you lose me, where the hell you gon' go? Take somebody's life, who the hell gon' know? You choose, live or die. Politicians getting high on their own supply. We the truest, truest. It's the US, US, the land where American dreams go to die. I'm on some Draymond shit, no Tayshaun. Prince killing beats every night. Graveyard shift, played the nice guy in the past and they tried to use me. Had to switch the game up and go Bonaducci. Niggas sleeping on the kid, who's supplying the roofies, huh? Young Max ain't got time for goofies, huh? Groups and groups of groupies can't ease the pain that's running through me. Just a whole bunch of zombies like Call of Duty. How you tune in when the world is loony? How you shine when the times is gloomy, huh? You don't like being judged and sue me. Who you gon' be when the world gets fried? Listen to your friend, it's the voice inside. If you lose me, where the hell you gon' go? Take somebody's life, who the hell gon' know? You know where we been, face down in the mud. Keep it real, we've always liked the taste of blood. So when you done being nice and things go south, keep in mind, always time to let the demons out. Let the demons out. Lost in time, can you help me find it? I'm just being honest. I can't lie, my mind is lost in time. Can you help me find it? Said I'm just being honest. It's like I can't sit still up in my seat. I'm like a brand new person every week. Way too busy splitting personalities. Maybe I can find the answers in my sleep.